Chapter 42. Zaxis. The goddess's plan is bold, but will amount to nothing, my lord, Earl King said, as we stood in his misty, fog-filled courtyard, surrounded by the aged gray willows of death and the bright golden poppies of life. For you are as inevitable as entropy, Earl King continued with a smile that revealed his shark teeth. What was here before, and what will be after? That is true, I said, as we watched the goddess's champion pull the sword of the Destroyer King from its eternal home in the soil of Nylia. He was displayed prominently in our Phoenix Cube. And while I could have had it show me anything, and in fact had made it show me everything, for now it was focused on this man, this Garrett Andrews of Earth. The sight made me wish I could just head out into the world and deal with Rhapsody's meddlesome champion directly. But it does not mean we shouldn't be wary, for even the mightiest foe can be slain by the most insignificant among them. It is why the great beasts fear those they would otherwise deem specks beyond their notice.
Then let me go and spite him from this world, Earl King said, as he turned toward me and stared at me with his one unblinking eye. I will tear him into specks so small, even specks will not notice them. And then I will cast those specks across the universe itself.
He paused, likely realizing he had said the word specks many times.
If I could, I would. But to do so might violate the ancient covenants.
The words came out in a growl, though I had not meant for that to be the case. Should we violate them, the primordial forces of the universe will grow unbounded. I smiled. Besides, I am infinite. What will be forever before and forever after? I pointed at Rhapsody's champion as he spoke with his compatriots. Waiting a while longer will make no difference to me. Still, even as I said the words, I did worry. I worried about this champion who had pulled the Destroyer King's sword from the world and wondered if he would find the other sacred objects. If he could, he would be dangerous. So I should act. Only, I couldn't. Not directly, at least. And not now.
Something still seems to trouble you, my lord, Earl King said, as he turned his black eye back to the Phoenix Cube. Is it really this man?
You know me well, Earl King, I said with a sigh. And you also know the cause of my unease. He turned then, and I found his eye locked on mine. Perhaps you could do something with that information.
Perhaps, he said, and gave me a small nod. But perhaps not.
Then, almost imperceptibly, he shifted his weight to a different foot and scratched his left antler as it spiraled off into the air. It was his thinking pose, and often I wondered if the action pained him.
I think it might be time for me to pay my sister a visit.
Oh?
Yes, he said with a nod. After all, I do so love speaking with Titania. And it has been ages. Has it really been so long? I asked, quite curious as to why he would speak with the Queen of Fire and Light. After all, I could have sworn the Fairy Queen never wanted to speak to you again. That was eons ago. Earl King waved away the comment. And besides, I will come bearing news she will want to hear. He smiled as he turned his attention back to the Phoenix Cube. After all, if there is one thing my sister Titania loathes more than me, it is our youngest sister, Mob. He looked back at me then. Did I ever tell you the story of our youth on Earlmas? The one where Titania smashed all of Mob's playthings and then placed them back in the brightly colored gift boxes so that when your youngest sister opened her presents, she found nothing but the broken remains of her favorite toys? I inquired. I do find that I quite like that story. I smiled. The look on Mob's face must have been priceless.
It was. Truly.
Earl King nodded as he turned and headed toward the door. And it seems my favorite sister just found a new plaything. It would be such a pity if Titania were to find out about it now, wouldn't it? It would, I supposed. But even as my loyal minion turned to go, I worried that his plans would not be enough to stop this Garrett Andrews from becoming an even greater threat.